We've had a bad couple of days, being truthful with you. On the whole down here, it's quiet. The students are really thoughtful, honestly. They are lovely. We always have issues when they all go because of the rubbish. This time, unfortunately, we've had a few parties and they were mega parties. You're not just talking about a normal party. You're talking about 400 or 500 people. I've never seen anything like it. There was they blocked all the drives. They were parked up on the pavements. They were parked on the drives. They were double parked. We had taxis obviously dropping people off, taking them away. Everywhere. You name it, a gap, there was cars, there was people. And because obviously there were so many people, they couldn't all go in there, so therefore they all come out here to party. Now, according to the sign that the gentleman put up on the door, there was no alcohol allowed, which was interesting. I can't comment, obviously, in there because I don't know what happened. But out here, there was bottles, broken bottles, you name it, they were doing it. Fortunately, we decided, you obviously saw the letter that they sent around, which was nice of them, very thoughtful, let's be honest, very thoughtful. And I was pleased with that. I decided to move my car, which I'm pleased I did. And in fairness to the house, they were very well organised. They had their own security, which I thought was very good of them. But because of the quantity of people, they needed that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the issue was when everyone decided to leave, that then we then had a few problems. We had a gentleman with a baseball bat that decided he would have a little ruckle with someone right opposite my house underneath the lamppost, so you can't really miss it. So police turned up and they stayed about an hour. In fairness to the police, they're very good. They stayed about an hour, cleared everybody up, but it's not been ideal. And then, of course, last night they decided to have another party. Not fortunately as bad, but still, nevertheless, it started about midnight, I guess, and finished this morning about 3:30, something like that. And then, of course, we had another party around the corner as well here in Kensington. So we had a double whammy. So it's just been very unfortunate. And they don't clear up either. So I don't know if you've seen any of the photos, but it was unbelievable. We had glass, we had bottles, we had cups, we had hundreds of those creamers where they kept walking around with their balloons in their mouth, all pumped up. It's just ridiculous. And of course, because you're talking 400 or 500 people, you're not just talking about a few people. There's a lot of noise.
So it must have been quite the disturbance for your night's sleep as well.
We went to bed about 4 o'clock. It's just unbelievable. I'm sure you know they got a microphone and it congratulated everyone for doing the exams and blah de blah de blah and thanked them for all the work they've done. And, you know, I appreciate they need to let the hair down. I haven't got a problem, but they just need to keep it under control.
Did you feel unsafe?
100%. Well, it wasn't safe. It wasn't safe.
Do you think that the community here has changed for the worse, for the better?
Oh yeah, well, personally for the worse. Yeah, I don't think it's good. I've got nothing against students. I say they're lovely. We've got students next to us. They're lovely people. Mm-hmm. Honestly, they're really nice. I don't have a problem with students. Mm-hmm. It's just at the end of term when they let their hair down, and I appreciate they've got to let their hair down, but it just needs to be done sensibly. They just need to think about the other residents that still live here.